thank you so much, and good afternoon to all of you. And it's undeniable that the starting point, even pre-COVID, for many people around the world was unequal. And as we've listened to all of the perspectives of people coming from all of the regions in the world, I think that statement is really true, that COVID only compounded what was already existing structural inequalities. And so the analysis of the global COVID-19 pandemic should be based on the extent to which the application of the right to health principles are applied in the response to the pandemic. And I think that many people are living under the crushing weight of prejudice and discrimination. Many are marginalized and made vulnerable by hostile laws and legislation. And those particularly seeking sexual and reproductive health rights services have experienced obstacles at the clinical level, health systems, and at the policy level. Particularly adolescents, LGBTIQA+, women, gender diverse people, migrants, and indigenous people were cut off from goods and services and have little recourse to correct any human rights abuses that they experience. And so in order to respond to the current needs imposed on us by the dynamic health emergency, which is a disaster, we are still in a disaster, we must seek to be intentional and committed to key human rights principles of equality, non-discrimination, respect for autonomy, bodily integrity, and privacy. And like you've said, my first report sought to bring to the fore many voices which are ordinarily ignored or not listened to. And so it's for all of us to create meaningful participation and the space for meaningful participation of multiple stakeholders and work together in the operationalization of the right to health. Thank you.